Chapter 19. Rewiring the Brain. Neurofeedback. Is it a fact, or have I dreamt it, that by means of electricity the world of matter has become a great nerve, vibrating thousands of miles in a breathless point of time? Nathaniel Hawthorne. The faculty of voluntarily bringing back a wandering attention, over and over again, is the very root of the judgment, character, and will. William James. The summer after my first year of medical school, I worked as a part-time research assistant in Ernest Hartman's sleep laboratory at Boston State Hospital. My job was to prepare and monitor the study participants and to analyze their EEG, the electroencephalogram, or brainwave, tracings. Subjects would show up in the evening. I would paste an array of wires onto their scalps and another set of electrodes around their eyes to register the rapid eye movements that occur during dreaming. Then I would walk them to their bedrooms, bid them goodnight, and start the polygraph, a bulky machine with 32 pens that transmitted their brain activity onto a continuous spool of paper. Even though our subjects were fast asleep, the neurons in their brains kept up their frenzied internal communication, which was transmitted to the polygraph throughout the night. I'd settle down to pore over the previous night's EEGs, stopping from time to time to pick up baseball scores on my radio, and use the intercom to wake subjects whenever the polygraph showed an REM sleep cycle. I would ask what they had dreamed about and write down what they reported, and then in the morning help them fill out a questionnaire about sleep quality and send them on their way. Those quiet nights at Hartman's lab documented a great deal about REM sleep and contributed to building the basic understanding of sleep processes, which paved the way for the crucial discoveries that I discussed in Chapter 15. However, until recently, the long-standing hope that the EEG would help us better understand how electrical brain activity contributes to psychiatric problems remained largely unrealized. Mapping the electrical circuits of the brain. Before the advent of the pharmacological revolution, it was widely understood that brain activity depends on both chemical and electrical signals. The subsequent dominance of pharmacology almost obliterated interest in the electrophysiology of the brain for several decades.